This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Thursday plans to offer a temporary, quote, safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents. A senior member of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration told Reuters, allowing them to extend their stay in the country in response to Beijing's crackdown on democracy in the Chinese territory. President Biden is expected to sign an order directing the state and Homeland Security departments to grant Hong Kong residents in the United States an 18-month so-called deferral of removal, according to the official. Most Hong Kong residents in the United States are expected to be eligible, but there will be some legal conditions, the person says, calling it a temporary safe haven. The measure is the latest in a series of actions Biden has taken to address what his White House says is the erosion of rule of law in the former British colony, which returned to Beijing's control in 1997. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as the surge in cases strained hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Japan had avoided the explosive outbreak seen elsewhere, but infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday newly reported daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo metropolitan government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors to the capital warned the figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday also asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.